This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. It may be undergoing a transformation, but San Quentin is still home to some of the toughest criminals in California. But behind the walls, opportunities for redemption and purpose, all thanks to puppies. Our Max Darrow has been following an impactful program that allows inmates to train service dogs. Tonight, he takes us inside the prison for puppy school graduation.
Day-to-day life for the residents of San Quentin can be fairly simple. This cell is Chase Benoit's bedroom, kitchen, bathroom, and living room. It's where he makes his life, for now at least, because nearly 10 years ago, he took a life.
I committed a murder. That's why I'm in prison.
But instead of letting life pass him by, he's spent the last year helping bring new life to strangers on the outside. We met Benoit and Wendell a year ago when he became one of the first puppy raisers at the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. He's a part of a program where select incarcerated individuals raise and train puppies to become service animals that nonprofit group Canine Companions will pair with people with disabilities for free. San Quentin officials see it as a valuable rehabilitation tool for some inmates that also benefits the community. Benoit sees it as a way to give back to a community that he took from.
There's no good that I can do that would make up for the harm that I've done. I might not be able to take it back, but I could dedicate my life to just continuously changing and trying to be a better person.
And on this day, Benoit and several others stood before a crowd to be recognized for the good they've done and to see their puppies off. The first of what will be many graduating classes of the San Quentin Puppy Raising Program.
Our mission is to change lives through the power of human-canine bond. We are very much looking at expanding this program not only here, but throughout the state and, quite frankly, throughout the nation.
One touch.
On stage, Benoit demonstrated some of the commands and skills he and his peers have taught Wendell over the last year. And in the crowd, watching intently, was Marv Tuttle, a Vietnam veteran who knows how a service animal can change a life, whose first service dog was prison-raised, who happens to be Benoit's grandfather.
This is the difference in someone's life that you can make.
On stage, alongside his grandson, Tuttle said his service dog helps with day-to-day tasks, but most importantly, his dog helps him feel connection with other people.
The prison program brings a lot to the table, not just in what it does for the inmates, but what it does for us as recipients of these service dogs.
And from what he's noticed over the last year, the program is helping his grandson grow.
It definitely has made a big difference for him. He sees what he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
A year ago, we also met another incarcerated puppy raiser, Aaron Ramsey.
It's taught me a lot of compassion. A lot of awareness.
He says the ability to experience joy has inspired him to want to do more good.
This program has gave me a lot of responsibility, has taught me a lot about accountability, working with others. We're really breaking ground here at San Quentin Rehabilitation Center, and I'm just glad to be a part of the change.
San Quentin used to be called the death house, right? It just gives you some insight into what can happen if enough people put their heads together to try to do something for the better.
After numerous handshakes and a moment of gratitude, this unusual but powerful day at San Quentin came to a close. But a new chapter is beginning for Benoit.
Hey, girl.
He's starting from scratch once again with a new puppy named Margaret.
And so it's a great responsibility to know that, like, what I teach her now, she's going to hold for the rest of her life.
Benoit says he knows that this opportunity is a privilege.
Hey, little lady.
He can't change the past, but by doing this, he can make the future better for others, for people like his grandfather. And he hopes more people outside the prison walls can see and appreciate that.
Like, use us. Like, we literally don't want anything in return but to just have the joy of this dog. And in return, we'll give you so much more. We'll give it our heart. And we're going to try to change as many lives as possible.
Puppies, providing a powerful purpose in a place once only known for punishment.
Canine Companion says the puppies raised by the prisoners have a 10% higher success rate of actually becoming accredited service dogs. When they become service dogs, Canine Companions places them with people in need free of charge and will follow up for life. San Quentin is undergoing a transformation of its own. It's been renamed the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center. The new name is all part of Governor Newsom's efforts to empty the prison's death row and refocus on inmate rehabilitation, education, and job training. All right, on to our weather. A beautiful day to splash around in the fountains of San Jose, but only one more day to enjoy it. Darren Peck is here with all of the details.
Another way to think about that is you get another day that was just like this, and it's going to be about 2 degrees in general warmer tomorrow than today was. So we'll use the virtual map. Beautiful view out our windows right now, by the way, of this day. These are tomorrow's daytime highs. Take a look around. North Bay's going to the 80s. We'll go to 74 in Nevada. We'll go to 67 in San Francisco, although that's going to be a close call. You hit 70 in the city today. I think you could tomorrow. It'll be close. Either way, it's going to be just as nice there today as it was tomorrow as it was today. There's going to be a lot of people hanging out in the parks. And when you look at the South Bay, it's the same story down here. We're going to be in the low 80s. Look at the Tri-Valley at 81. Okay, that is the additional day you get tomorrow. That's pretty fantastic. Let me show you this change that Juliet was talking about. There's a pretty big pool of cold air that is about to spill down our way. You can see the next few days as the afternoon highs show up over us. All the while, that's coming, and it gets here for Saturday. But it's not just the colder air. Daytime highs, by the way, are going to be in the upper 50s on Saturday. How's that for turnaround? But it also comes along with rain, and when we go back to the source for that and watch this, you can see that system quickly develop and then make a hard left turn and bring widespread rain here for the first part of Saturday. So when we get back together again in the complete forecast, we're going to pick this story up from right there, and I've got some high-resolution details on it now so we can really start looking at the weekend. See you in a bit, Juliet. Back to you.
All right, I'd like to see that high resolution. Okay, Darren, thank you. It's been 1 year since Oakland cleared its largest homeless encampment under a freeway overpass. The city closed the Wood Street camp to build more affordable housing and help relocate the people who lived there. But two former residents tell our Amanda Harry they are still struggling to survive.
Once home to more than 200 people, the Wood Street encampment is now a shell of what it once was.
I'm fired up, you fired up!
Lamonte Ford says he helped build it.
At first, it was nothing. We've watched it grow into something phenomenal, but it's really sad because
he says they cultivated a community and it saved his life.
It meant the world to me at the time. I came out here to commit suicide, but instead I found the community that's standing behind me now. It's nothing that I wouldn't do for them. It's nothing that they wouldn't do for me.
Ford says they turned other people's garbage into their homes. But since he was evicted from Wood Street 1 year ago, his life has deteriorated.
Since then, I've been arrested. My addiction has picked back up. It's embarrassing to say, but being transparent helps me along the way.
He says now his community is spread out, and many are struggling. They've seen about a dozen people who once lived on Wood Street die since the eviction. Vicki Baker is another former Wood Street resident, just struggling to get by.
They expect miracles, and we're not capable of that. But if we can't be here, where can we be?
Baker now lives in an RV with all her pets on Willow Street, just a block from Wood Street.
Somebody had told me this was how I was going to spend my retiring years, I'd have laughed.
She says she doesn't feel safe anymore. She doesn't leave her RV after dark, and she wishes this wasn't her reality.
I didn't choose this. Some people have. It was not my choice. I would have loved to pay rent. I really would.
To have anything available for us after this.
Ford walked through what is now left behind on Wood Street, disappointed by what he saw.
The blight that you see, yeah, it sickens me. But what are we going to do with it? A lot of it is illegal dumping.
Ford says the city doesn't provide the encampments with dumpsters to dispose of their waste. He wishes the city let them keep the encampment. He says they were successfully providing a sense of community and mutual aid for those experiencing homelessness.
Because we did reduce the numbers for arrests. We did see a decline in addictions. We did provide things for people to do.
Caltrans cited safety concerns for their reason for closing this encampment, but people who used to live here say they're less safe now.
And dozens of former Wood Street campers have been given temporary housing as part of the city's cabin program. So 25 people have been offered permanent housing placement, with 8 accepting so far.